This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 minute musical radio show for April 2010. Our guest is internationally known engineer and musician, Dr. Nassim Halyo. For over 37 years, he has worked on important research for NASA and later, in 1978, began his research company, Information and Control Systems, Inc., ICS, an aerospace research company, investigating, developing new technologies and aircraft flight control systems and other aerospace fields, where he developed DIALS, the first direct digital design automatic landing system for a Boeing 737. NASA flight tested DIALS, making 11 automatic landings. In 2003, he began the choir, which is now called the Halyo Singers. He directs, sings, writes, and arranges the beautiful music for his group to sing. They sing throughout Hampton Roads, Virginia, performing at many synagogues, bringing the gift of music to the congregations. Dr. Nassim Halyo, how does classical music play a part of your life as a researcher and engineer, and what instruments do you play?
Well, Dr. Frank, classical music and music in general play a big role in my life. Music has been a part of my development since I was a child. I grew up in Istanbul, Turkey. My family lived in a medium-sized condo in the middle of the city. My introduction to music was through my mother singing songs while she was doing housework, going from one room to the next. I would follow her from room to room, listen, and try to imitate her singing. She often sang French songs by Edith Piaf. I listened to classical music mostly on the radio as I was growing up. In elementary school, I was an average student. For middle school, I went to a private French school run by an order of French brothers. That's where I learned French, as almost all classes were taught in French. It was also in middle school that I started to learn to play the guitar. And interestingly, it was also in sixth grade, in the class of Frère Georges, that I have my first recollections of how much I liked mathematics. This is when I suddenly became a very good student without even trying. I didn't give it much thought at the time, but as I read about studies that found correlations between music and mathematics, correlations between learning a musical instrument and spatial IQ, I began to think that it was more than a coincidence that all this happened at about the same time in my life. Today, I think that learning a musical instrument develops neural pathways in our brain that are used not only for music, but also for STEM thinking, so that learning a musical instrument makes it also easier, and maybe more fun, too, to learn STEM subjects. For those not involved in education, I should say STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But to go back to the instruments, musical instruments, the guitar was the instrument with which I would accompany myself singing. My main instrument has always been my voice. I would listen to a newly released song on the radio, figure out the chords by ear, and then find a way of accompanying myself on the guitar. I never considered it arranging music, and I was completely surprised when a friend one day said he liked my version of a song better than the original. That had not been my intention at all. I studied engineering at Robert College, an American college founded in 1863. The oldest American college outside the United States. Together with two friends, we started a group called the Goliards with the help of the faculty advisor of the music club. in concerts, we sang folk-style American tunes popular in the 60s. Later, I was the soloist for a professional rock band for about 6 months. But my studies in engineering school were beginning to require more time, and I couldn't continue in that capacity. I graduated from Robert College with a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering in 1967.
When did you come to this country, Dr. Howell?
I came to the U.S. in the fall of 1968 to do graduate work at the University of Virginia, thanks to a research scholarship that I received from UVA. I received both my master's and PhD from the University of Virginia, but my guitar was never too far for me. I came to NASA's Langley Research Center in Hampton for postgraduate research in aerospace. Then I started a research company, ICS, investigating and developing new technologies for aircraft flight control systems and other aerospace fields. I developed Dials, which is the first direct digital design automatic landing system for a Boeing 737 under a NASA contract. NASA flight tested Dials, making 11 automatic landings. At this time, I got married and had a daughter, Lauren. Lauren began her musical training at 2. Going to a kinder music program in Williamsburg, Virginia, because by then I knew the scientific studies were showing a relationship between music and brain development, music and mathematics. Some claimed that playing a musical instrument, including voice, early in life was correlated to higher spatial IQ later in life. My hypothesis is that the neural pathways we build in performing music and those we use in scientific thought, such as mathematics, have much in common, Dr. Frank. Maybe large parts of the two neural networks are the same. Accordingly, when we are learning and practicing music, our brains are also developing the architectural brain structures needed for science, engineering, and mathematics. It would be interesting to prove this hypothesis with a scientific study that isolates these neural pathways in people's brains. By the way, Lauren continued her musical training, learning the violin, then the piano, and finally the oboe, which she's studying now at the University of Michigan School of Music. As I listened to Lauren's recitals of Bach and Beethoven and other classical composers, I realized that my informal training in arranging music by ear as I was growing up was helping me analyze and understand the music and enjoy it, too. So I started writing short classical pieces, first for the piano, then for more instruments. At that point, I was doing some research at William & Mary as a research professor and decided to sit in some music theory and composition classes taught by Edgar Williams, himself a well-known composer and one of my neighbors, as it turned out. Edgar's classes helped me significantly in writing classical pieces. I started making arrangements of Jewish liturgical music when I was doing scientific research at William & Mary, and also attending services at Temple Bethel in Williamsburg, Virginia. As you know, due to historical reasons, namely the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, Jewish liturgical music in Orthodox and conservative synagogues developed without the use of musical instruments. In contrast to Christian liturgical music, which was instrumental in the development of Western classical music. During the services at Temple Bethel, psalms are sung in unison by the rabbi and the congregation. In my mind, I automatically heard chords associated with the standard liturgical tunes, it was a natural extension of the music for me to add several new voices to the standard tune and include instruments in accordance with the chords that I heard in my mind. I gave a recital of the classical pieces I was writing at Ewell Hall in William & Mary in 2003. I included three arrangements of Jewish liturgical music sung by music students. Hearing of the recital, the rabbi of Temple Beth El, Sylvie Skolnick, asked if I would like to form a choir for the temple. After some thought, I accepted because this would allow me not only to write music, but also would provide an outlet for its public performance. This was a good solution, because I was beginning to realize that if I wrote larger classical pieces, it was going to be more difficult to find an orchestra to perform them in public. By starting a choral group and becoming its director and conductor, I would have the flexibility to write new music as well as arrange and expand existing liturgical tunes. And that's how the Choir of Temple Beth El was born. At present, I am the chair of the Department of Electrical Engineering at Hampton University, and the choir that I started sings at several synagogues in the area and goes by the name of the Hallel Singers.
Thank you, Dr. Nassim Hallyo, for being our guest on Madeline's 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for April 2010 and sharing your passion for science and music with my radio audience.
Dr. Frank, thank you for having me on Madeline's 1 Minute Musical Radio Show.